What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've earned the chat with me and Boy Buchanan softball head coach, Miss Sarah Bowles. Coach, with a historic season going 34-7, 6-0 in district, and a state tournament appearance for the first time in school history, what were your thoughts and reactions on this season?
Oh, man. It was exciting. It was a fun time to be at Boy Buchanan. And, you know, I think that these girls have worked really hard this year, and seeing them get back to that experience and be able to get one state tournament appearance under their belt, I think we got big things moving forward, and they're going to be hungrier than ever next year coming back.
Yeah, definitely. And you said big things moving forward. I couldn't agree more. I mean, several young key players on your team. Two of them I'm going to mention real quick: an eighth grader in Mallory Haar and sophomore in Kiki Jordan. Both of them leading the team really in batting average, on base percentage, home runs, and RBIs. All the really the key stats that you want in softball and or baseball. How surprised were you by their production this year?
Yeah, so, I mean, both young athletes, in my opinion, they're kind of totally different athletes. Kiki is just a huge dominating force for us behind the dish, and she kind of controls everything for us on the field. She came to us last year as a freshman, but this year she put in a lot of time. We did a couple of different approaches, and she's put in work outside of school, and she saw the home runs come, she saw the power numbers come, and success was really big for her this year. And then on the flip side, every good pitcher needs a good catcher. She does that for Mallory. She makes Mallory better. She is one of those people that just can control everything around her, and she helped calm Mallory a little bit, and I think that was huge for us this year.
You have only three seniors right now, so with them being the leaders on the team and most of your team returning, how do you feel about the growth moving forward and, you know, having several more years with most of your team that, you know, made this historic run?
Yeah, so the three seniors that left us this year, I think they were, you know, I told them after the game, tell them thank you enough. They put in a lot of time and effort into this program, and they wanted to see the success come back to Boy Buchanan softball. You know, they were huge forces in helping the girls prepare, helping them know that they could, you know, and I would love to say it would be an easy thing to replace them, but it's not going to be. So I think we know the challenge, but we have plenty of talent, and I think if we get a few more innings under their belts, that we'll be just fine next year moving forward. And I think they kind of saw how good they could be, and that's kind of what's dangerous.
That was kind of my next question. Like, what do you think the biggest lesson was for the team? I mean, several close games, especially in the postseason. What's that like for you with the team now, and like the biggest lesson that the team learned with those tough challenges?
Yeah, so we kind of prepared them all year, telling them, hey, we're not done. Hey, there's never going to be an easy day at practice. We're always going to have something that we're working towards to fine tune. However, offensively, we told them if they play a full seven innings at the plate with the approaches and making small changes, that nobody could beat us. And so that's kind of what happened. You know, yeah, we got behind in some games. We were challenged. But we came together, and we knew that if we continued and we stayed on path and we didn't get distracted and we made sure that we made those small adjustments, that we would come out on top.
Yeah, for sure. And the weather didn't help y'all either in that tournament run. I mean, rain almost every day. What was that like for the team, just to have that adversity to overcome the unfortunate weather conditions to, you know, go out there and compete for all the marbles, really?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it right there. Just adversity. You know, that's something that you can never prepare for, making sure that they were staying in it mentally, but yet physically it is exhausting having to sit around and wait, and you drain your battery. But we did what we needed to. We kind of put ourselves in a position coming out game one. I felt like there were so many nerves. I told them after the game, I was like, y'all, this one loss here does not define our season. We've had a heck of a season. We are better than that. And so let's bounce back and show people what we're about. So I think they did a great job of turning around after that first game and being able to, even with the rain coming in, and, you know, I mean, we haven't played in pouring down rain this year, and pitchers being able to throw the ball over the plate, and defensively knowing what we have to do with the ball to get the outs. And so I think they did a great job of overcoming that.
Yeah, especially with a young team too, like we've mentioned several times in the interview. You just, everyone's young except for, you know, the three seniors. So I definitely think that's going to be a great thing for you moving forward with all your players that you have coming back, and that they're going to be better than ever next year.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, and go Bucks.